us a little bit about the Muse exhibition at Taronga Zoo. What is it? What are we going to experience?
Well, the Muse exhibition is about taking art in all different forms and blowing it up on a huge scale and putting it into our zoo ground. So creating like an outdoor gallery. And we've done Muse in the past, only one other time. This is our second Muse exhibition. And we thought it would be a great opportunity to incorporate Muse into NAIDOC for this year. And with the whole idea behind Muse is it's that meaning of power that is that inspires artists, poets, filmmakers, designers to create. Mm. And then from that creation, that causes people to think and ruminate and meditate in silence, in their own time. And that's what we really wanted to do. We wanted to create a platform for these amazing and very impressive, talented Aboriginal artists and bring their artwork on a really huge scale out into the zoo to create a conversation.
I think this is absolutely beautiful, and I'd love to know how you went about engaging these 10 fantastic artists that you were mentioning there. How did you go about choosing who you wanted to include in this particular project?
Well, we have a really amazing cultural team at Taronga Zoo, and we have led by Suze Boyd and Les McLeod. And Les McLeod's a lawman from Yuin country, and Suze a Bundjalung woman, and very knowledgeable and skilled. And so together, we basically, thanks to technology and the internet, we scoured. Like, we just went onto the internet. I searched Instagram. I looked through Facebook. So
the good old Insta stalk. That's fantastic.
I was a bit of an Insta stalker. And that's a thing. Like, sometimes, you know, social media can get really bad press, but in other ways it can be such a positive way to connect us all. And then it was just a matter of reaching out and asking these people. We're really conscious to find Aboriginal artists that necessarily weren't hugely in the public eye already. We wanted to create this platform to really help them with their creative journey and career. Mm. So our age group actually ranges from 10 to 60.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and our 10-year-old Liam, just such a gorgeous young man, and he's actually a part of our Wallen Mara program out at Dubbo. And he goes and spends time every week with his Indigenous mentor and teacher, Luana, out there, and led by Kirsty, and they do some amazing work, and that also is in partnership with FACTS. So Liam was one of our featured artists, and he has his growth through finding, you know, discovering his culture and learning about culture out on Wiradjuri land is really important with his Bilby exhibition as a part of Muse. And then, yeah, so, and then, you know, one of our other artists, Ella Gillespie, she's 16 and just one of the most talented young women I've met. So, yeah, really diverse communities, really diverse traditional lands, and really diverse art. So we have 7 paintings, but we have 2 poems, which was a great collaboration with the Red Room Poetry organisation.
Beautiful.
And one of the poems is in First Nation Gadigal language, The Wounded Brave by Joel Davison. And we also have one of our pieces is actually a wood carving, of hand wood carving and hand burning of the Flying Fox by Neil Thorne. And that just represents the plight of the Flying Fox. You know, they don't get a whole lot of positive press. There was times when they wanted them out of the Domain, they wanted them out of Melbourne. Some farmers can complain about them, but the reality is they're an animal that we need, and they're an animal that have been flying in the skies for thousands of years.
Mm. How do you think zoos can help kind of protect and preserve ancestral connections between wildlife and habitat? Do you think that there is a role that zoos can play in that?
Definitely. That's central to our role. So long gone are the days that zoos are just for entertainment. So zoos have a really important job to be. First and foremost, we're a conservation organisation. So At Taronga, we're working really, really hard to create this really positive present and future, so that we can have a shared future for wildlife and people. So conservation is at the core of it. We work really, really hard to create transformative experiences when people come through our archways at Taronga, so we can create positive change and create behaviour change. And so that's a great thing, that bringing art into the zoo is a great way. It's transformative as well. So it's a really, really positive link to start that really bold and new conservation conversation.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like a wonderful exhibition. I can't wait to see it. It's running, I understand, from the 1st of July, so it's been on for a little while, right through until the 31st. Hayley, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Hayley.